Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Stedman Graham is here, ladies and gentlemen, as I promised. Stedman is the chairman and CEO of S. Graham & Associates, a management and marketing consulting firm based in Chicago. And many of you may remember Stedman as an outstanding basketball player. He has a significant history of in basketball, and especially as a pro, and now he's a leader. He's going around the country, going around the world, helping people to find their most potential. He's writing books and doing a lot of speaking. His brand new book is called Diversity: Leaders, Not Labels. I like it. And the subtitle is A New Plan for the 21st Century. Stedman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. It's we had such a great time the last time we were together, so I'm just looking forward to it.
Me too, and we're meeting. It turns out we have a mutual friend in Andrew Sherman, and he had a diversity conference in Memphis about 5 months ago, or so 4 or 5 months ago, and we were there at the same time and met for the first time. Congratulations on your book. I want to read something from it here that I want you to talk to us a little bit about, folks. This is a quote from the foreword in Stedman's book. The world is a collection of unlimited wealth and resources. Often we limit our potential by moving in our own small circles because of our fears. If we change the way we view the world, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. Stedman, I'm really glad that I found that passage in your book. It's very powerful and very true.
Well, I think that it's a challenge trying to change the way we think and feel about ourselves, because the world's always trying to put us into a box and trying to define us by their definition, and we lose control of our own lives.
And sometimes we get comfortable allowing people and allow people to do that, don't we?
Well, we get comfortable and we don't even know what's happening, mm-hmm. So we get stuck. And we look back after a long period of time and say, "Wow, what am I doing with my life?" You know, we ask that question, and so it's a process of understanding how to break out of that, which is difficult because the educational system doesn't teach us that. It teaches us how to memorize and repeat information, and then we forget it, and we almost forget everything we learn because there's no relevancy to it.
There's not enough empowerment. There's not enough ownership in education today, is there?
You hit it, Jim. It's called ownership. You know, and we're moving into the ownership society where we have to be able to control our lives, because especially young people today coming up, they may not have a Social Security, or they may not have a pension, and they'll maybe laid off of their job after 15 years of work or something, and so they have to begin to invest in themselves and control their own lives.
Well, you know, to me, part of ownership, Stedman, is not saying, you know, that mean old company for laying me off. To me, the ownership is saying, you know what, I like working here, I'm going to work here as long as I want to, but my plan is, you know, maybe I'm going to be doing something else in 15 years. Maybe you lay the company off. That's ownership to me.
Well, you know, you hit the big word. The big word is plan. What's mm-hmm. the plan? And if you can have a plan and then, you know, work in somewhere that you love and enjoy it and be able to leverage it and have a foundation. So you want to have a foundation. It's hard to do that if you're defined. And in my book, Diversity, Leaders, Not Labels, what I try to do is I try to get people to understand the new diversity is about being able to be responsible for your own feelings in the workforce, because 2 out of 3 people lose their job because they can't get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
And as the demographic changes, you know, we have all kinds of people in the world today that we're competing against. You know, it's about talent, performance, and excellence. And you have to focus on what you do well. And you got to be able to understand how to build good relationships and assimilate into our society based on who you are as a person, and being able to also be able to transcend race, which is get beyond the labels.
I think that our popular culture and political correctness are the two greatest enemies to accomplishing what you've been talking about. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I absolutely agree. It takes us away from folks. We live so much on the external that we forget about the internal process for development, and we don't spend enough time on developing a strong foundation. And if you don't have a strong foundation, which is based on your passion and based on your love for yourself and your strengths, then you can't build anything. You never get started. And I often say that the thing that makes us all equal is all of us have 24 hours. The question is, what do you do with your 24 hours? And so if you never get started, if you're always giving everything away, if you're responding to the illusions that's created in the world today, then you lose your focus. If you don't have a focus, you can't keep something going for a long period of time. You lose your momentum, and you can't sustain. And you're all over the place, so you never connect the dots, and you never, you know, grow. And the most important thing is to be able to grow.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things I'd like to ask you, Stedman, is how do we get rid of this, of the political correctness? Because I really think that being afraid or being prohibited from telling the truth to whoever it may be, and I don't care who it is, I don't care what your background is, I don't care what your problems are, I don't care about any of that. If we can't get to the truth, Stedman, we can't get to the solution.
Well, and the truth starts from, again, your core base. And if you have a core base, a base that's strong enough, then what happens is that you can build this truth from that. And that's an internal process. And then everything else is just noise. So what you want to do is you want to be authentic in your ability to express who you are and what your potential is going to be based on organizing the resources around you to build whatever you're trying to build.
When you speak to a lot of groups, I know you speak to a lot of minority groups too. We're going to take a break in a few seconds, and when we come back, I want you to tell me in the audience how this message is resonating with those groups. Because I mean, I'd like to see more Stedman Graham and less hip hop, less some of this the hip hop stuff. I'd like to see more Stedman Graham and less some of the right wing hate speech. I'd like to see more of you out there, Stedman. I want to find out how you're being received out there. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me, and we'll be right back with Stedman Graham. His new book is Diversity: Leaders, Not Labels. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Stedman Graham, the author of Diversity: Leaders, Not Labels. I like that title. Stedman, give us your website, please.
It's www.stedmangraham.com.
www.stedmangraham.com, right?
Right.
All right, so check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Stedman, I was talking about your message. When you speak to groups out there, I know you speak to a lot of minority groups. How does your message, your message is tough love, isn't it? I mean, you don't miss any words. You don't say, you know, I know you've had it tough, poor baby. I mean, you say, take ownership, find out, you know, there's a whole world out there. If, you know, you can make it happen if you want to, you use that kind of language. How does that land on your audiences?
Well, you know, I love speaking to the different segments of the marketplace, which is a school-based market. I speak to a lot of high schools, young people talking about how to organize and align your life with the courses you should be taking to try and build your foundation. And then I talk to college students about the same thing. You know, don't spend the next 10 years after school trying to figure out who you should become. You know, figure that out now. And then I speak to a lot of corporate groups and organizations and business leaders, and I have executive leadership programs that I'm doing around the country now. I'm talking to CEOs and executives also about how to create business leadership and how to organize cultures and how to build a strong sales and marketing program to expand their vision of who they can become, not where they are, because most businesses and most organizations are stuck, and they get stuck based on, again, not having an expanded program based on the possibilities that they have and based on the platform that they currently have or the platforms that they have available to them. So it's this core base, which allows you to, again, come back to your authentic self, which everything is leadership. You know, without leadership, you can't do anything. And the power of leadership is being able to organize your own personal life. And I don't care whether you're talking to a person of color, or you're talking to a person from another country, or you're talking to a major CEO in this country. Everybody needs to be able to understand what their potential is and how to organize that potential and how to keep coming back to that same core and then extending out or building a process for developing and growing that will have impact based on their own personal and professional ability.
One of the things that I see out there, Stedman, is that every company, small or large, isn't completely prepared to embrace diversity. But at the same, but the problem, part of the problem we got is that I think a lot of the people from all the diverse groups aren't ready to do that themselves. So how do we get these people dancing the same dance?
Yeah, Jim, it's diversity now is a economic issue.
It's a business model, isn't it?
It's an economic issue because you have, by the year 2050, you'll have, you know, the majority of people will be people of color. And if you put here pretty soon, I think in about 3, 4, 5 years, 70% of the workforce is going to be made up of women and people of color. Mm-hmm. So you have an issue where, you know, you have people who are now the customers and clients who are now saying, you know what, your company has to reflect a diverse workforce. Otherwise, we're not going to do business with you. And you're not going to get this contract unless you show us that you have some diversity or that you can relate to our culture or speak the same language we're speaking. So the idea of diversity, it's not about, you know, just bringing people in because it's a nice thing to do. It's a necessity based on, again, surviving as a company.
Stedman, I've got about a minute and a half. Let's say that you're president today, President Graham. What would you do about immigration?
Well, what I would do is I would certainly try to get people to buy into the system. Is that anybody that comes in this country, we have a system that's set up that works, and this is why this is the greatest country in the world, is because we can communicate through systems, and we can get things done through systems. If you're not a part of a system, then what happens is that you are somewhat outside of that system and not able to contribute properly in the American free enterprise.
Or benefit from it.
So the idea of being able to get people involved, get them in the education system, get them into the workforce system, get them into you know, the systems that work for this country to make this country strong. And we're going to need people to, you know,
what about the illegal part?
Yeah, we're going to have a shortage of labor. So it is important. I think in Utah has done it very well. I think what they're doing is they're assimilating and getting people to be educated, providing educational opportunities for them in school, mm-hmm. and reducing, in some cases, the cost for people to go in, and reducing the regulations for them to be inclusive of that state. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is to figure out how do we build value and how do we create a stronger and more educated workforce based on the opportunities we can present in this country.
Stedman, thank you for being here. Good job today. The book is called Diversity, Leaders Not Labels. Stedman, would you come back another day?
Absolutely.
Enjoyed having you here. See you next time. Stedman Graham, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Steve Forbes right after these messages. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.